to the Screen Directors Playhouse production of Magic Town, starring Jimmy Stewart and featuring Virginia Gregg as Mary. While Hank Sloan secretly pulls the Magic Town of Grandview, Rip Smith smooths the way to fame and fortune by romantically removing their main obstacle, newspaper editor Mary Peterson.
Morning, Mary.
Rip, hello.
Look, there's a carnival up at Holbrook tonight, and I thought we might take a bunch of the Grandview youngsters and give them an evening out.
That's the come on.
But, Rip, we've been out every night.
Well, what if we were out last night? The newest member of the church social committee wants to take you to the party.
This is the setup.
Yeah, I sort of thought tonight we'd just walk up to the top of Loudon Hill. You can see all of Grandview in the moonlight.
And here comes the payoff.
Rip, it is beautiful, isn't it?
It's the most beautiful sight in the world.
You're not even looking at the town.
I'm looking at you.
Oh. Did you ever live in a small town before, Rip?
No. I don't know. I don't think I ever lived anywhere before. I worked in a lot of places, but here I'm living for the first time.
I'm glad, Rip. A person like you, someday you'll be running for mayor of Grandview. And you know something?
What?
I think I'd vote for you.
Oh, Mary. Mary. Hey, well, what do you know about that? Hey, I kissed you, didn't I?
And I kissed you back.
Yeah. Mary, look, I didn't bring you...
Oh, I know. Maybe it's the moonlight.
Yeah, I think there's a little too much moonlight. It's getting a little late. Let's sort of get back to town, huh, Mary?
All right, Rip.
Welcome to the office, Casanova.
That's very funny.
Looks like we're both doing a good job. I'm finishing the last chart, and you've got lipstick all over your stupid face.
Mm-hmm. Poll's done, huh?
Yep, there it is.
Now, if it only checks. A poll and a tenth of the usual time.
And a tenth of the usual cost. You can take it into Kincaid tonight.
Now, wait a minute, Ike. I've got a job for you. I want you to take the report to Kincaid.
Why me?
Well, I'm busy here.
Yeah, Grandview and that dame have gone to your head. You're no happier about this setup than I am. Look, why don't you kick it over and relax?
Now, what kind of a lame brain do you think I am? This is what I've been working for all my life. A soft touch and a quick dollar.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, start packing and get on that midnight train. Phone me tomorrow. I'll be waiting here. See Kincaid? How'd it compare with the other poll?
No. Wonderful.
Okay. Now, if he wants to sign a contract, bring the deal back to Grandview. I'll go over the papers here. Good work, Ike. Good work.
Oh, brother.
Can I come in, Rip?
Oh, Mary. Sure. Well, sit down.
I brought you something. Look, the paper.
Oh, what's the news?
The retraction of that story. I'm sure now, Rip.
Well, that's nice of him, Mary.
Now, Mr. Insurance Salesman, you've got a customer.
Who's that?
Me. I want some insurance.
No, you can't. Not from me.
Why not?
Well, I'm a sort of a specialist.
In what?
Insurance for midgets.
There's no midgets in Grandview.
I can hope, can't I?
All right, I'll fill out my own application. Is this the form here on your desk?
Mary, don't. Don't.
I'm on... Rip. Rip. Smith, Public Opinion Surveys.
Uh-oh.
Grandview Poll. Rip!
All right, now you know.
All the time you were spying on us.
I wasn't spying. It just happens that Grandview exactly reflects the public opinion pattern of the whole country. I was doing a job.
A job of winning our friendship and throwing it in our teeth. Give me that phone.
That may be the way it started, but I don't know, somewhere along the line I began falling in love with Grandview and falling in love with you.
Hello, Alan? I want you to take down a story.
You can't do that, Mary.
Hold it, Alan. Why not?
Because the people here are good people. Now, you can't just go telling them they're special just because it's a mathematical freak. When they read that, there's no telling what will happen.
At least they'll know the truth about you. Your act was perfect, Mr. Smith. And I was a perfect audience.
Mary, if you love Grandview, don't do this.
You just never run out of cheap tricks, do you? Ready, Alan? It was discovered last night that...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sam Hayes, your night reporter. A little town named Grandview made news tonight because Grandview is the most typical town in America, whatever that means. Swarms of tourists are pouring into the capital.
Rip, let's get out of here, will you? Why, in a week's time, an intelligent opinion in this town is going to be as rare as lipstick on a U-bangy.
No. I'm going to stick around and watch them pick up the pieces.
And so the recognition of communist China still remains argumentative and in doubt. Here at home, Grandview is still soaking up glory and profits like a sponge. New families are arriving every hour, and real estate is booming.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Sloan.
Mr. Mayor, we're honored.
I dropped by, Mr. Smith, to convey the thanks of the city of Grandview. Thanks of the city of Grandview.
For what?
The town's bursting.
Well, that's delightful.
We're going to build, Mr. Smith, we're going to build that civic center of Mary Peterson's. Only three times the size. Attract more people.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to use for money?
We're going to sell our opinions. Sell them. No more giving Grandview's ideas away. They're our chief export now.
Mr. Mayor, you are an idiot.
Now, see here.
Mr. Mayor, I have to talk to you.
Well, Mary, what do you think of your lovely town now?
That plan to build an oversized civic center by selling our opinions, it's suicide. That isn't the way I want it.
Nonsense, Mary.
I warned you. He's got me doing it.
No, stop being so smug and do something to help.
No, you can't stop it now. And when that homegrown poll comes out, Mr. Typical American, and I mean the rest of the country, is going to laugh himself into hysterics.
To set itself up as the American Oracle. But here's one reporter who predicts that the most talked about town in the country is going to suffer a pretty nasty fall. At any rate, we'll know tomorrow when the result of the first Grandview poll is released. The question, would you vote for a woman to be president of the United States? Here's an item from Grandview. Established polls show that 5% of the people would vote for a woman presidential candidate. But Grandview says that 94% of American voters would vote for a woman president. I don't know what my wife will say, but as far as I'm concerned, this, ladies and gentlemen, makes Grandview just about the most cockeyed town in America.
Mary?
I'm very busy, Mr. Smith. This is a newspaper office.
Well, I was just leaving Grandview, and I thought maybe we could say goodbye.
Certainly, Mr. Smith. Goodbye. You stayed for the whole sideshow, didn't you? The boom and the bust. It's like a ghost town. Our people are ashamed. They won't even leave their homes. And we did it, Mr. Smith. Together.
I'd like to help, but I'm just an opinion hunter.
Opinions won't help us now, Rip.
No, not unless... Hey, wait a minute. Not unless we... Holy Hannah, that's it.
What's it?
The mayor said Grandview's chief export was public opinion. Well, let's make one more shipment.
I don't get it, Rick.
I'm going to poll everyone in Grandview on the question, how do you think the typical American acts when he finds he's made a mistake? If these people are typical, then they can't be beaten this easily. Now, let's make them know it. Let's make the whole country know it.
Sam Hayes. Grandview is back in the news today, the community that, I'm ashamed to say, all of us almost laughed out of existence. But this average American town has snapped laughed out of defeat just because it is what it is. All of Grandview citizens have been polled on the question, how does the average American act when he finds he's made a mistake? The 100% answer from Magic Town, he comes back fighting and tries to set things straight again. And that's just what Grandview is doing. For a beginning, the people are contributing their own labor to build a new civic center. Yes, I'd say we could all learn a lot.
Here's your double chocolate soda, Mr. Smith.
Thanks, Bill.
Make it two, Bill.
Oh, hi. Well, it's good soda.
Riff.
Hmm?
Thanks.
One double chocolate.
Thank you, Bill.
Drink your soda.
All right. I guess now you'll be going back to your public opinion business.
Now, there's only one more opinion I'm interested in. Drink soda.
What is it?
You love me?
Yes. What do you what do you think of Grandview now?
Hey, let's try that again. Seems to have a charm all of its own. Soft effervescence. Exquisite flavor. Satin texture. Oh, believe me, Mary. Not another spot in America like Grandview.
You have just heard the last act of Magic Town. Our star, Jimmy Stewart, and our special guest, screen director George Marshall, will be with us in just a moment. Next week, another great star brings one of her most stirring performances to the Screen Director's Playhouse. Our story is Tomorrow is Forever, and recreating her original role will be Claudette Colbert with Screen Director Irving Pichel. Now, here again is tonight's star, Jimmy Stewart. Well, Jimmy, how about some musical shop talk?
Oh, that'd be fine, Jimmy. Don't you have some other name just for now?
Well, my mother always called me James.
Oh, well, so will I.
All right.
All right, now, James, where were we?
Well, Jimmy, I was just about to ask your personal opinion of the greatest advance in the 50-year history of recorded music, RCA Victor's new 45 RPM system.
Oh, I think it's wonderful, James. For one thing, that 45 record changer is so handy to carry around.
All over the house, you mean?
That's right. Yeah, before, when I had my great big phonograph, I had to take my choice. Now I just take my 45.
Yes, the 45 automatic record changer is certainly a honey that way. Less than a cubic foot big, and he plugs into any radio or phonograph anywhere.
And the 45 records are so tiny, I often carry a whole symphony in my coat pocket.
Yes, with a 45, you can really have music wherever you go.
You're so right. Portable and practical.
And the 45 record library includes every kind of music by the world's greatest artists and the stars who make the hits, all recorded with the finest tonal quality ever achieved. More than 2,000 wonderful titles.
And you certainly save dough on them.
Not to mention the dough you save on the original purchase. The 45 is far and away the least expensive automatic record changer ever made. Only $12.95. But the finest, smallest, handiest automatic record changer ever invented. Get yours soon at your RCA Victor dealers and be like Jimmy Stewart. Have the music you want, when you want it, wherever you go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time that every guest of the Screen Director's Playhouse looks forward to. Our opportunity to introduce you to our directors, the men whose experience and guidance have made our careers possible. The director of Magic Town was William Wellman. But on this very special program, the first to be sponsored by RCA Victor, we have a guest who speaks for all the directors, one of Hollywood's true pioneers, the president of the Screen Directors Guild, George Marshall.
Thank you, Jimmy. You know, it was just a year ago today that the Screen Directors Playhouse made its first broadcast.
Oh, that was a mighty important day for the actors.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
It's given us a chance to get you directors out in front of a microphone, shove a script in your hand, and then...
Then?
You just stand and watch you suffer. So, you know, now you guys know how we feel. We can't get that line right.
I wish I had a 45, and I don't mean my record changer. But we've learned, Jimmy, and now this marks the beginning of our second year in radio. The beginning of our association with RCA Victor. So speaking for all the screen directors, I'd like to express our thanks to the radio audience for making it possible. We hope you'll continue to listen and enjoy listening at this new time, 1 hour earlier. In weeks to come, you'll be hearing such stars as Fred Allen, Alan Ladd, Gary Cooper, Ray Milland, Rosalind Russell, Burt Lancaster, and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., all on Screen Directors Playhouse.
And now I'll speak for the actors, George, in wishing you a lot of happy radio birthday to come.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good night to you all.
Good night, George. Good night, everybody.
Good night, now.
And good night to you, Jimmy Stewart and George Martin. Remember, next week, Claudette Colbert and screen director Irving Pitchell. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Magic Town was presented through the courtesy of Robert Riskin, author and producer of the forthcoming production, Half an Angel. Jimmy Stewart can currently be seen in the title role of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, The Stratton Story. George Marshall's latest production is Fancy Pants, starring Bob Hope and Lucille Ball, soon to be released by Paramount Pictures. Included in tonight's cast were Virginia Gregg as Mary, Eddie Marr, Hans Conried, Gail Bonney, Jerry Hausner, and Frank Barton. The part of Sam Hayes was played by Sam Hayes. Magic Town was adapted for radio by Richard Allen Simmons, and original music was composed and conducted by William Lava. Screen Director's Playhouse is produced by Howard Wiley, with dramatic direction by Bill Karn. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen again next week when RCA Victor presents...
Screen Director's Playhouse, star Claudette Colbert, production Tomorrow is Forever, director Irving Pitchell.
Next, it's Jimmy Durante with Don Ameche on NBC.